This is our eighth year of standing in traffic, and we're going to be passing the boot for the MDA boot drive this year once again, and we're looking forward to it. It's a good community event, and generally pretty humbling with the amount of contributions and donations we get. It's a nice day out there, nice 2 days.
And it's an opportunity for folks to do what we should all be doing, and that's cleaning out our cars.
Yeah.
You're really just looking for folks to empty out the ashtray and the cup holder.
Well, that's, you know,
The change they're in, yeah.
Yeah, that's typically what we expect, but you'd be surprised people coming by and dropping some good-sized bills in there, too. So, like I say, it's very humbling sometimes.
You've been doing it for several years, but what exactly is it? You guys are going to be in the intersections and doing what?
Well, we're going to be collecting for MDA. It's the money that we collect does stay locally in the UP here, which is something that's important to us and helps families in this area deal with that disease and help their loved ones out. So,
well, muscular dystrophy is kind of, I don't want to say it's a pet project, but it's kind of been adopted by firefighters really around the country. I mean, this is something that's just not locally with you guys. MDA is kind of a firefighter partner in a certain kind of way.
That's correct. The Firefighters Union has been very active with the last 20 years and raised millions and millions of dollars. And this is just the grassroots, local level start of that. So we try and help out.
You're going to be where? When?
Put me on the spot.
No, that's why I handed you the paper over there.
Friday, we're going to do two intersections, McClellan and Cleveland, from 3 to 6, both of these. And then also 3rd and Hewitt Street. Typically been real good for us, traffic flow-wise. And Saturday, we're going to do Front and Washington, which is a big one for us. 3rd and Hewitt once again. And then also Fair and Pine. So a little different intersection. And those hours will be from 12 to 4, I believe. So.
And you guys are out there in the intersection and you have literally a boot. And you're saying throw some change in here, throw it in there. And that means that, of course, those of us out driving need to give, but also be cautious as well, because you guys are in very busy intersections.
Well, we try not to impede the traffic flow, and we haven't had too many close calls, so that's good. And we try and stay high vis if we can. So.
Well, I mean, you got the big signs that are up the whole bit. I mean, it's pretty obvious that you're there.
Right. And, you know, we get to see a lot of people, a lot of folks that we know, and meet a lot of new folks. So it's kind of fun.
I was about to say, that's got to be half the fun, too, because, I mean, in the position that you're in, you normally run into people when they're, you know, not really hoping to see you as a firefighter in a certain way. It's kind of a chance to be one-on-one with people in more of a casual and friendly approach.
Sure. And, you know, there's a lot of friendly people in the UP, so that makes it pretty easy to do.
And how much money do you usually bring in? I know it varies from year to year, but like you said, it can be pretty humbling with the numbers.
Well, for a two-day event over the past 8 years, we've averaged between $8,000 and $10,000 for the 2 days. So, I mean, we're pretty excited about that, and, you know, it gives a good local boost to the program.